Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It's talk radio that you control, and 603-283-6160 is the phone number here. That's 603-283-6160. You can call into Free Talk Live and bring up whatever is on your mind. You can tell us what you think about what we're talking about, or you can change the subject altogether. It doesn't matter. It's Free Talk Live, and with you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Riley.
Colin.
And Colin, yes. You have to say and if you're third.
Oh, I have to say and. Oh, okay.
Yeah, from now on. That's two demerits. But anyways,
are you giving out demerits tonight, Bonnie, or taking them away already?
Yes. Okay. Just right in the first few seconds of the show. I mean,
how many demerits does Colin have right now?
Right now he has two.
Okay. All right.
But hopefully he won't have any more.
All right.
Wait, you're just talking about demerits related to the show and not to anything else.
Yeah.
Because, you know, in life in general, I think I'm probably in the high 10,000s right now.
Probably. I mean, I don't know. We have a story to update the listeners on. This was one of the craziest stories that we've ever talked about on Free Talk Live. At least me. Like, Ian and Mark have been doing it for 22 years. I haven't been doing the show for 22 years. So this was one of the craziest stories we ever talked about. There is a newspaper, a small town newspaper called the Marion County Record in Kansas. In last year, I believe it was, Riley, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was last year when it got raided by the police for its reporting.
The police raided their offices and homes. And the reason is so fishy and disgusting. It really makes you believe like the cops are doing this as a way to punish people for no reason. Not for no reason, but because they want to stop them from speaking. We're going to get into it. So as far as I remember, it had something to do with they were investigating someone that's kind of a friend of the cops, like a restaurant owner that is friendly with the cops. And then as they were doing that, they started getting into records about this main cop. I don't know what you call him because I don't care about their stupid hierarchy. Like,
probably police chief or something like that.
Yeah. I was just going to say, like, people are always like, wait, you mean the chief? Wait, you mean the sheriff, not the chief? It's like, I don't care.
Yeah. It's just, why does it matter? They're just people with magical titles and magical costumes and shiny badges that make them think they're over us or something.
It's like, if I said the wrong title to somebody in an MLM and they're like, excuse me, I'm diamond certified platinum level.
What's an MLM?
It's a multi-level
marketing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay.
So yeah. Like imagine somebody being like, are you stupid? I'm silver diamond, whatever.
Actually, I like to do that anytime somebody new shows up into a group I'm a part of is just be like, oh, you didn't know what that was?
Well,
I'm a troll.
Of course you do.
I was going to say, that can be funny, but when it comes to cops, it's like even people who are anti-cops end up doing that. It's like they really are really into the hierarchy and paying attention to that. It's like they don't like cops, but they'll be like, Bonnie, you mean sheriff, right? Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, why do you memorize that? I don't have space in my brain for disgusting pigs. So this is from...
Tell us more about these pigs.
I don't eat pigs. I don't like them. I won't get near them. I'm afraid that they will
eat me. You don't
like bacon? Well, honestly, I do kind of like bacon, but I try not to eat it.
Okay.
The other thing is like pepperoni. Colin and I were literally just talking about that.
Oh.
I don't like to eat pig, so I got to stop saying that I don't eat it at all. But we're like changing the subject. So like, I don't like the humans that are called pigs that are subhuman. And Riley's
I feel like it's an insult to actual pigs.
Riley's going to be upset with me. But tonight I had to title the show, and I was thinking, that's because I just watched a very bad video that we're going to get into of something a cop did. So I'm like sitting there about to title the show, and I started to write "All cops are pigs," but that wasn't good enough after what I just saw. So I titled it "All cops are subhuman."
Well, I wouldn't say all cops are subhuman, but I understand the sentiment. I mean, most of these people are acting in a subhuman system, so they end up being subhuman later down the line.
They sure act like they don't have, like, access to a soul, in my opinion.
Yeah, they just follow the orders. We gotta follow the orders. We are given. Follow the orders.
Oh, my gosh.
Follow the orders.
File your papers.
Where are your papers? Oh my gosh. I just don't see how they consider themselves any different than the Nazis, honestly. The cops in America.
Oh, lots of worse. What do you call that? When you like lie to yourself? Lots of
cognitive dissonance.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's definitely true. And like mental gymnastics and just ignoring things. Like I would hear my dad, who he's not a cop, he's not as bad as a cop, but he was a soldier. I would hear him kind of make things up in his head to feel better about things. Like, he was like, yeah, by the second time I went to Iraq, I started thinking, wait, this isn't about freedom. And it's like,
it took you two tours to figure that out?
I mean, there was a lot of confusion back then. I don't, and the thing is, like, it's not like he grew up post 9/11 like me, at least. I was going to say us, but I forget you guys are older than me. I was going to say old, but I didn't want to be mean to Riley. But this is from AP, right? It's from apnews.com. A Kansas paper and its publisher are suing over police raids. They say damages exceed $10 million.
Oh, just $10
million? Well, it exceeds
such
them.
Such a paltry sum for the government, you know? They print out their trillions of dollars, so I guess they can afford $10 million or at least more than $10 million. Right?
Yeah, well, this isn't going to be the feds. It's going to be the local cops. But even still, I'm sure they can totally swing $10 million. A weekly Central Kansas newspaper and its publisher filed a lawsuit Monday over police raids last summer of its offices and the publisher's home, accusing local officials of trying to silence the paper and causing the death of the publisher's 98-year-old mother. Do you remember that, at least, Riley?
I do. I remember covering that story with you on the show. I think Ian was on that night with us.
I think it was Nikki, actually. Ian wasn't in jail yet, but Nikki was here with us because we played the video. And I remember us all just being like, wow, this is so disgusting, because the cops were like coming in this woman's house and she's saying stuff like, you're not supposed to be here. Get out of here. You know what? It's my house. Get out. And they were just like, ma'am, we're going to need you to calm down. And like, starting to actually like make fun of her, like they start going through stuff, and she's like, "Don't go through those papers. Those are private papers." And he's just like, "Ma'am, you need to be quiet," and stuff like that. Can you? Oh my god, I hate them so much. That's so freaking disgusting.
Yeah, I actually have a story I tell people about an interaction I had in Mexico. Hmm. And believe it or not, like, the cops are actually better down there. They just don't kill people over nothing, which happens in the U.S. all the time.
It does.
And I know, so that one comment alone is going to get you more calls than anything else, because even libertarians will be like, no, everything's worse in Mexico. The cartels and this and that and that. And I'm like, yeah, you have to pay bribes, but they don't just like kill people for nothing down there. And well, won't go into that other thing quite yet. Something will probably bring it out later. But I had a thing where I was on a bus and they were checking for immigration paperwork in Mexico, and which none of the people really liked. Once the guy got off the bus, they were all like kind of complaining about it. These were all Mexicans. I was the only gringo there, and so As he's checking everybody for the paperwork, a lady needed to use the bathroom. And so she gets up and she walks up and she's like, oh, can I please pass and go to the back to use the bathroom? And like, the thing is, his tone completely changed, because before that he's like, I need to see your papers. Where are your papers? Blah, blah, blah. He's like talking like that to everybody. And the lady's like, oh, yes, of course, ma'am. Oh, please. Oh, go by. You know, all of this is in Spanish, of course. But I was like, oh, that is crazy. Like, in the United States, somebody'd be like, I need to use the bathroom. You can sit down and you can wait till I'm done, but I'm going to go in my pants. Oh, I don't care. Blah, blah, blah. Well, they got trained that way
from public school.
Yeah, they definitely got trained that the authority in the room, the teacher, gets to decide when someone else gets to go to the bathroom or vice versa.
But it's actually they still have civility while they're doing their jobs, and American police don't have civility at all. Huh. You know, they could care less. I mean, the stories we've heard about people defecating themselves, puking on themselves, all sorts of things like that, or people who are having medical emergencies and like telling them like, hey, you need to get me to a hospital, and then being like, you can just wait there. Then the person like winds up dead. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's just completely uncalled for, out of line, and it is actually, I would say, criminal.
Yeah, I mean, it actually literally is criminal to act like you have rights to stop someone from going to the bathroom or getting the medical help because you just don't have the right to do it. If you don't have the right to do something to a person, then you're doing something that's wrong, so it's criminal. Don't make fun of my sparkly pen. You're going to distract me because I really need to use this sparkly pen.
It's really important. Go on with the story.
So I just think that if you don't have the right to do something and you do it, you're doing something that's a crime. And it's so easy to not do that. It's so easy to not commit a crime. A crime is just if you do something that is wrong. And something that is wrong is doing something you don't have the right to do. And the only things you don't have the right to do are hurt and kill and rape and steal from other people. It's so freaking easy. I never do crimes.
I'm writing that list down right now. I need to remember this for later.
Oh my gosh. And if somebody is hurting you and you defend yourself, it's self-defense, so it's not a crime, it's not wrong. When would it ever come into the equation that you need to stop somebody from using the bathroom? Please tell me. But I get your point that in Mexico they're not as bad. Yeah. To be fair, sometimes... Well, okay, I could be fair to the cops, but the thing is like, oh, being fair to the cops at Ian's jail, letting me use the bathroom sometimes. Meanwhile, they... literally have left me...
Well, yeah, that's the Stockholm syndrome kicking in. It's like...
No, it's not. Because I'm not.
No, I'm not saying you, but just that's like kind of how it works. So you're like,
some people do that, yeah.
Oh, they're nice. They let me use the bathroom.
They were nice this one time. They must be good people. No, they're terrible people working for a terrible system. They're not good people.
I completely agree. So I would say, oh, it can be nice because sometimes they let me go to the bathroom. But the thing is, they also stopped me from visiting Ian once... only because I yelled at one of the cops, and the listeners who heard that a few weeks ago heard about that, and it was like a complete outrage, and our friends called the police station and complained, and they unbanned me. So that was really nice. But the other thing that they've done to me was I have to put all my stuff into a locker whenever I arrive. I don't have the ability to not put anything into the locker unless I want to leave my keys in the car. Then I could bring nothing in. But I always have my phone, my wallet, and that's the other thing. My ID is in my wallet. Anyways, I want to bring stuff in. I don't want to leave it in the car because the cops have all these signs everywhere that say, like, if you lose something in your car, it's your problem. Mm. And, like, there's a bunch of crackheads going to visit their... baby daddies and stuff at the same time as me going to visit my actual husband. And anyways, what was I saying about it? Oh yeah. So I always have to bring stuff in. I always have to put it in this locker. I get my own little key. That's the only thing I'm allowed to have it on my person when I'm walking into
the visit. What's the update on this story? So the mother or grandmother, maybe, sounds like she was quite elderly. She died.
Yeah.
And then they're suing them. Was that all of the news?
No, there's tons of stuff about it.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to get into it, but I just want to finish what I was saying.
Okay.
So one time I'm leaving with my I have my key in my hand for my locker. No one's in the front office at all. And I put the key in and it just isn't turning. I hear my alarm going off on my phone. So I'm hearing Believe by Cher playing out of my locker. And I don't have my keys, I don't have my wallet, I don't have my jacket, and I don't have my... because they also make you take off your jacket. And I don't have my phone. And it's just not working, it's not opening. So I press the button, and a cop woman, which is like, ugh, I hate women that are cops, like, almost more than I hate men that are cops, because it's like, you're just like a complete traitor to, like, your nature, and I hate you. Anyways.
Oh, wow.
But what I was going to say was, she goes, what do you want? And I'm just like... So the thing is, my stuff is stuck in this locker. It won't open. And I really need to go. Like, I told her, like, I really need to leave, even though I didn't necessarily have something I needed to do. But I didn't want her to be lackadaisical And she was like, ma'am, it's going to take a while. We're doing something right now. And I was like, listen, I need to leave. And I'm not trying to be like rude, only for my own good. I'm like, listen, I really need to leave. There's no one in there that can come out here and possibly help me open this locker somehow. And she was just like, it's going to be a while. And she's like, silent. I broke the locker. I broke it open.
Oh, wow.
I turned the thing so hard that it just like popped. I feel like I could do that to any of them now that I'm like, no, like had to do that. But also it was like anger. Like I didn't feel the pain in my fingers until like an hour later.
Wow.
You turned green too, right?
No. But so yeah, I broke the locker and then they were all looking at me through a window when I left and like obviously talking about me, like using their hands and like looking at me like, oh my God. And they didn't ban me for that. They only banned me for calling a cop a bundle of sticks, like a different time.
That rhymes with baguette?
Yeah.
Okay.
The thing about, the reason I was bringing it up is just like the pettiness of these people, like the fact that they don't care. Like this old lady was saying, like, don't go through my stuff. That's private stuff. And mm-hmm. They're just like, listen, we're just doing our jobs. Like, calm down. And she's like,
that's my favorite phrase they say.
We're just doing our job. Your job. You're stupid. That's your job to go through people's stuff.
Well, no, because that, I mean, you know, that was a defense of a lot of Germans in the Nuremberg trials. Yeah. Oh, we were just doing our job. And mm-hmm. They said, oh, no, that doesn't matter. You can't do these sorts of things.
Yeah.
So.
And like, people just seem to have forgotten that.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you'd like to think that there's a heaven or something like that where people are going to be judged for the things that they've purposefully, you know, done that they should have known were wrong, or they did know were wrong, but decided to go along with it. And there's a bigger danger. It's not just that you're doing a wrong thing, but it's that you're going along with doing a wrong thing as a part of a group, because that's how really bad things happen, you know, like genocides and stuff like that. You know, you need to always say no to doing the things that are wrong, that you know are wrong. You know, it's one thing if you don't know or if you don't understand, but, you know, you oftentimes know.
Yeah, I feel like most people have, like, a gut feeling. But the thing is, like, I would totally believe that some cops don't know what they're doing is wrong. I just don't think it's an excuse. Because, like, if you were raised wrong being, like, your parents didn't tell you not to hurt other people, don't take their stuff, then you might not have that ingrained into you and you might need to learn it and nobody's going to teach you it as far as public school and like college is concerned. So
that's why I wrote down the list just a minute ago.
Yeah.
I'm going to quiz myself on that later tonight. Make sure I got all that. It's don't rape, kill, steal. What was the other one?
And hurt people.
And hurt people. Yeah. You can't hurt people.
Wow. This is going to be really hard.
You got
this.
Don't
say that. Don't give the cops some kind of excuse like, oh, these libertarians on the radio, well, one of them said that they are a bad person. They're a rapist. Don't say that. Well, anyways, yeah, the cops are subhuman. That's what we're talking about here today. The lawsuit did not. So this is APnews.com again. The lawsuit did not include a specific figure for potential damages. However, in a separate notice to local officials, the paper and its publisher said they believe they are due more than $10 million. The lawsuit from the Marion County Records parent company and Eric Meyer, its editor and publisher, accuses the city of Marion, the Marion County Commission, and five current and former local officials of violating free press rights and the right to be free from unreasonable law enforcement searches guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. The lawsuit also notified the defendants that Meyer and the newspaper plan to add other claims, including that officials wrongly caused the death of Meyer's mother the day after the raids, which the lawsuit attributes to a stress-induced heart attack. Whoa, I forgot it was a heart attack. It's crazy.
That is crazy.
And I bet a bunch of people who are really stupid and they're not holistic with their health might even like try to say like, there's no way you can say that's related, but like a mental breakdown, maybe not a breakdown isn't the right word, but a mental shock like that's so terrible can absolutely hurt a person, especially an old person's heart.
Oh, for sure. And, you know, that was definitely an ordeal to go through it, to have people with guns point them at you and raid your house in the middle of the night.
The raids put Marion, a town of about 1,900 people, set among rolling prairie hills, about 150 miles southwest of Kansas City, Missouri, at the center of a national debate over press freedoms. It also highlighted the intense divisions over a newspaper known for its aggressive coverage of local issues and its strong criticism of some officials. So that's an important thing worth noting. I think that the fact that this went so viral in a way and so many people were talking about it all across the country, I think that might be a reason it said former and current cops, like, I bet a bunch of them quit. I doubt they got fired, but I bet they didn't want to be there anymore.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm listening to this thing, and I'm thinking, like, this is like a Hail Mary, what they were doing. Like, they got caught kind of doing something and being uncovered. And actually, if they hadn't done anything, it probably would go away, because sure, there'd be this news article about it, and there'd be like some gossip in the town, and some people might be angry about it. But this is like really going to break it open, because now, you know, like maybe the state's attorney general gets involved or something like that. You know, it could actually wind up a lot worse for them. And I mean, it sounds like that. It's like the Hail Mary, like, oh, let's just, oh, that's a thing from football, which maybe I shouldn't use it because I don't really know. Actually, I think it comes from Catholic ceremonies.
Yeah, I knew that, but I don't really know what it would mean in the same.
In football, what it apparently means, as a person who knows nothing about football, is it's like a try, last ditch, crazy effort to get a thing to happen, you know, even though it's... you know, but, you know, like, I know what we'll do is we'll go and we'll raid his house and do all of this stuff for all of these other reasons. Like, do we know or remember what the original reason was?
If this exact article doesn't, like, get deep into it, I'll go find one. It's really interesting.
Yeah. I wonder what their original, we know why they did it, but what did they say they were doing when they raided the house? What did they say they were after?
I can't recall off the top of my head, but I'm sure Bonnie will find it during the break, or we'll have a crack team of producers find it for
us. Yeah, which is basically just me. The city's former police chief, who later resigned, rapist resigned, which that's another part of the story, and we can get into it in a second. The city's former police chief, who later resigned amid the ongoing fervor, justified the August 11th raids by saying he had probable cause to believe the newspaper and a reporter potentially committed identity theft and other computer crimes in obtaining and verifying information about a local business owner's driving record. So, yeah, they obtained some information about that restaurant owner's driving record. And that restaurant owner was, like, on the side of the cops in other arguments. It was, like, a known thing. The cops even would have, like, meetings at that restaurant. Like, it was a known thing. And they were like, I think this person actually has, like, something bad on their driving record. They legally obtained those records. And then the cops were saying, actually, we think you did something illegal to obtain those records. So we raided your house and killed your mom.
Of course, the police would say that. They just want to justify harming innocent people.
It's such a dumb justification. I completely forgot, because it's so, like, really? 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. Call in about whatever is on your mind. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA News Update. A powerful 7.4 earthquake has resulted in the loss of nearly a dozen lives in Taiwan, with more than 900 people injured. Concerns continue that the death toll could rise as dozens are trapped in highway tunnels in the aftermath of the most powerful earthquake to hit the island in 25 years. Former President Trump and the Republican National Committee have significantly bolstered their financial resources, raising close to $66 million in March. Trump's campaign and the RNC disclosed the fundraising achievement, marking a notable increase from the first 2 months of the year. The future of a Texas immigration law now rests with a federal appeals court in New Orleans. Wednesday, the three-judge panel of the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals granted both the federal government and Texas's legal team the opportunity to either challenge or support Texas SB 4. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at FreeTalkLive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
That you control, and 603-283-6160 is the phone number. That's 603-283-6160. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Dash, digital cash. Dash is the cryptocurrency made for spending. Dash transactions are irreversible, so Dash is great for merchants. Plus, its network is protected from 51% attacks by its Chainlox technology. Thanks to the Dash DAO for sending us 32 Dash per month for this sponsorship. It's easy to get and use Dash. You can learn more at Dash.org. That's Dash.org. And that number again is 603-283-6160. And with you on Free Talk Live tonight, you've got me, Bonnie.
Riley.
And Colin.
Good job. Good job. You did it. So in last segment, we were discussing this story. It's an update from a story we've talked about before, where a newspaper was trying to report on, well, let's just say the newspaper was trying to report on something that they found important, and the cops in the city didn't like them reporting on that specific thing. And so they raided the home of the publisher and the offices of the newspaper, and now... And there was all kinds of crazy like details involved in that, and we're going to get into that. But now the newspaper is suing the police. Are they suing the police or suing the city? I can't remember now.
Can't remember either.
It says they filed a lawsuit, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, and they're accusing the officials. Yeah, it hasn't actually said suing like Marion County or suing the cops only. Yeah, I don't think it's said that so far. But I think it's just the police, maybe. So let's recap here. It says the city's former police chief, who later resigned amid the ongoing fervor, justified the August 11th raids by saying he had probable cause to believe the newspaper and a reporter potentially committed identity theft and other computer crimes.
Potentially committed.
Yeah.
Not actually committed, but potentially committed.
Yep. And other computer crimes in obtaining and verifying information about a local business owner's driving record. And that local business owner was a restaurant owner who is friends with the cops, and that was known. The lawsuit claims the paper and its reporters did nothing illegal, the search warrants were improper, and officials had longstanding grudges against the newspaper. Quote, the last thing we want to do is bankrupt the city or county, but we have a duty to democracy and to countless news. I know.
Isn't that great? You could get away with anything for democracy.
I know.
No. This is what the newspaper
said. Oh, that's what the newspaper said? Oh,
it's
okay.
Still like,
But, you know, I could have seen the police ironically say that.
We've got a duty to democracy.
Yeah, because it means nothing.
Yeah.
It literally means nothing.
It sure does.
So they said, but we have a duty to democracy and to countless news organizations and citizens nationwide to challenge such malicious and wanton violations. And that's pretty true, I'd say. Definitely sue over that.
So the original thing is what? Something, what were you saying before the break? It was that the chief of police was accused of what? And that's what the newspaper was digging into?
No, that the ostensible reason is, oh, we believe that you did something wrong by obtaining the driving records.
No.
But what I'm saying is they had all kinds of fights with the police before, like disagreements that this newspaper did. And one of the things was they started to realize by interviewing people from the place that the police chief came from last, it was like Missouri, somewhere in Missouri, they realized that he had been accused of, maybe even actually convicted of, maybe not straight up rape, but something like that. But this is a call and talk radio show, and your calls are important to us. So let's go to the phones. We have Tim in Florida. Tim, what's on your mind?
Hey, I had a couple of questions. First of all, I was thinking if I could send you a can of Mitra 9. I know we were talking about the Kratom. Kratom. I know everyone always pronounces it differently.
If you wanted to tell me the name, I don't mind buying myself one, but that's really, really nice, Tim. I really appreciate that. What was it again?
I was just thinking, it's Mitra 9, and you don't get that taste, you know, you get like when you mix the powder in. But
sounds
like right now, I have a watermelon one. Anyway, I was thinking it could get punctured, you know, if it wasn't packaged properly. And I don't know if they're available up there, but actually more importantly, I called and I'll revisit that. I'll figure out a way to do it. I'll figure out a way to send you one to the studio, but,
Oh, thanks. I can keep you on up. You can email me if you want. It's Bonnie@freetalklive.com.
Okay.
Thank you, Tim. What was actually on your mind though?
Yeah. So I wanted to talk about the FBI attacking, what would you call it? Independent media podcasters. And, this is the first since Ian, so I would say the second case that I know about for sure, but basically The Last American Vagabond, as I may have told you before, I listened to that.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I'm down to two shows, your show and The Last American Vagabond by Ryan Christian, and the IRS decided to go after him for wages earned in 2012.
Whoa, 2012?
That seems like, isn't that past the...
Yeah, yeah.
Is it supposed to be 7 years?
That's like 12 years ago.
So they could go after you only for the money up to 5 years, from what I understand. But if you've, according to them, committed a kind of fraud, right, like knowingly done an illegal thing... In hiding it, they could go after you for that as a separate thing, and that has a different statute of limitations.
Wow. So, you said first you said the FBI, then you said the IRS. So, did they come together to like raid this guy's house or something like that, Tim?
No, they didn't. I don't believe they raided his house, but basically there's a lawsuit. Maybe I meant the IRS and not the FBI. I feel like the FBI was involved, but no, you know what? I think it may have just been the IRS. I'll check up on that. But basically, yeah, they went after him for 2012. And so he's got a lawyer, and he did raise enough, you know, for this set of legal fees. But the lawyer said, this looks completely frivolous. I really doubt it's going to hold up in court. And it looks like they're just trying to, like, punish you to try to seize, you know, any assets you would have, maybe physical assets, which would be a studio.
So you've talked to this guy, you're saying? You told him that?
No, this is something he brought up. Oh. He had been saying for a few months that he was being sued and he wouldn't go into it. And then finally, a couple of weeks ago, he came out about it. And he does have a Gibson Go. It's www.gibsongo.com/save-TLAV. That's T like Tim, L like Lima Bean, A like Arabian, and B like Victor. I don't know my...
That's fine. Yeah. I think people will have got it. The Last American Vagabond. And thank you for sharing that. Yeah, I'm sure some people will want to go check that out. I hope that he listens to you, because you were saying that you said maybe it was like in a comments or something that you don't think that this is going to hold up. I really hope he fights it.
No, that was his lawyer.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, sorry, that was his lawyer. That. And it's like the process is the punishment and that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. And it's hard to get them on that because you have to show gross, like negligence and stuff like that. You have to show that they really, really did bring a case up for no other reason than to do that, and that they had no justifications in doing it in order to ever get them on that kind of thing. So, unfortunately, the frivolous stuff is really going to go on almost, you know, indefinitely. You know, we need to have huge reform in that to change it.
But do you think they'll obey their own rules, Colin? I mean, these people... These government people don't obey any rules but their own.
I actually believe they do, because if you had complete just chaos, then they wouldn't be able to organize to do things. Like,
okay.
In other words, they give themselves, like, you know, limited immunity, but then they also use the law against themselves. So they have to have some kind of rule system.
I guess,
you know,
that makes sense.
Yeah, and it's like, well, as long as we do this, we'll be okay. So they give themselves, you know, like an immunity, as long as they're doing things in this way or that way, right? If that, I hope I'm explaining that well enough.
So he's fighting it. You're saying, Tim, other details about what's going on?
Well, he actually had a monthly goal of 10,000 and he surpassed that. Like he's at 12,000. So, I mean, you know, I'm not, you know, I don't see his lawyer bills, you know, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But I know that he has basically been covering a counter narrative, you know, as well as, you know, his opinions on that counter narrative as far as, many things. First, when I first started, it was about COVID, and he had things right about COVID. You know, he wasn't even saying he was right, but he's speculating on things that turned out to be right, and everyone's calling him a conspiracy theory then. And, you know, by now, pretty much everything he said has come to light in multiple peer-reviewed studies, et cetera, even documentation from, like, the vaccine manufacturers. But now it's like he's totally focused on the Israeli-Palestinian Gaza, and it's not just Gaza, it's West Bank. It's Lebanon, it's Syria, it's going on in a lot of places. But the Israel war, anyway, he's covering that. And he did not invent the counter narrative on what happened on October 7th, but he was the one that pointed me to it. And I don't think the powers that be really like that.
Hmm. I heard recently, I've been kind of purposely ignoring all the Israel Hamas stuff because it's just like, it's like, I don't need to hear about it every day. But, one thing I heard about it recently is that, people are finally mad at Israel because Israel apparently accidentally killed an American. Like, forget the other 30,000 human beings.
Was that, more Americans have been killed than that by Israel, October 7th onward, but apparently this one got attention. Was it the American, not the American, the World Kitchen Organization food worker? Hmm. They basically, that was the most recent thing I know of that was.
I think you're right, because, yep, that's exactly what it is. It says, bodies of 6 foreign aid workers slain in Israel. World Central Kitchen founder says they told military about the convoy. So I guess they were doing a convoy, but the Israel government killed them anyway, and one of them was American, I believe.
So I honestly feel like a lot of this stuff, because I'm really big into like looking into like psyops and stuff like that, but also you just get an intuition for it over time. Mm. And it's like, why is there actually so much bad media now about Israel and Palestine more than I've ever seen before? And I mean, you might say, oh, well, because they're doing bad things. I'm like, yeah, but lots of bad things happen all over the world that get washed under the rug. I mean, like, nobody talks about, you know, like what happened to the Uyghurs in China, or, you know, just all sorts of stuff. I mean, even stuff with Israel and Palestine in the past, you know, they got a pass for it. And so I'm like, what's going on right now that, you know, it's actually being talked about?
Because this got out of control. I mean, for years, Netanyahu was basically funding Hamas, propping them up, because you had the Palestinian organization in the West Bank. I forget what they're called. It's not PLO, it's something else. Palestinian Authority.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So by keeping two different groups in power within Palestine in different regions, they couldn't really achieve their two-state solution.
Okay. Do you know what that means, Colin or Riley?
I have no idea, but yeah. I do know that, you know, there are a lot of people cheering on this war because they believe it's going to bring about Armageddon and the coming of their Lord and Savior. And
yeah, that's a really weird part about all this.
It's just really sad that you're cheering on a war to bring on your Lord and Savior. You're cheering on destruction of humanity just to bring back
Jesus.
Bring back Jesus.
I mean, sacrifice.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous.
That's terrible.
About sacrifice, though, it's funny you mentioned that. I know I've brought up Chabad Lubavitch before. I mispronounced it before. I guess I mispronounced it as Chabad Lubavitch. But I went to their site, and they have an article on, you know, how do I convert to Judaism, you know. And it was basically a four-step process. The fourth step being an animal sacrifice once the temple is rebuilt, the third temple.
Wait, and there's talk about building
so you,
a third
you,
temple.
You can't become one until you do an animal sacrifice at the third temple?
It's basically because there is no third temple. You're exempt until the third temple exists.
So there is talk about building a third temple. I mean, they're going to sacrifice a red heifer, supposedly.
Yeah, they're trying to genetically engineer these red heifers. That's another thing. They are trying to recreate practices of the past, whatever you may think about that.
South Park got it right.
Was that a South Park thing?
Wow. Oh, yeah, it was. Yeah, about a red heifer and sacrificing it and stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's actually like part of like the Bible or the Torah or something. So yeah. That's where what they'd be like referencing.
Probably the Talmud. I've never seen that in the Bible or in the Torah. It's probably in the Talmud, which has its origins in Babylon. And not all Jewish people believe in the Talmud.
Hmm.
So there is actually a division. Including in Israel, and there are a lot, for example, there's, I think it's called Torah Judaism is one group, and also Jewish Voices for Peace is another group, and they're constantly getting into confrontational situations, doing civil disobedience with the IDF and the local police.
Okay. Anything else on your mind tonight, Tim?
No, not really. I really just wanted to give a shout out. It does seem like the government is going after independent media, just kind of an awareness call.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, during COVID, they were testing stuff out. They want to be able to see. The thing is, if you put any restriction anywhere on speech, like anything, then you're able to balloon that into everything else, not just by a slippery slope, but, you know, I'll just give you an example. Like if I say you can't say or talk about this one topic, then what you do is you go out and you silence somebody, and then when anybody asks why you do it, you just say, oh, they were talking about that topic. But they don't have to be talking about that topic. But
they can be reported to talk about that topic.
Yeah, exactly. You're reporting to everybody that they talked about that topic, but nobody knows because you silenced them.
Yeah.
So you can't silence anybody for anything, or else you run into that scenario.
So the COVID era was definitely a test for something they're going to do to people in the future and already are starting to do.
Yeah. Yeah, with all of the fact checkers and all that sort of stuff. And of course, you know, anybody who wants to say, oh, those are private, you know, organizations, you know, Facebook and stuff like that. No, they aren't. I mean, they're getting lots of money from the government. They're working with the government. They have pipelines, like data pipelines that directly send information to, you know, like the NSA and stuff like that. So they don't have to even request it anymore. It's just provided to them for free. So, you know, it really is the government. There is no, like anybody who's saying it's not is just playing like semantic games, basically.
Well, thank you for the call, Tim, by the way. And that number is 603-283-6160. If that sparks something you wanted to bring up with us, that's the number you can call and bring up whatever is on your mind. But I think we should get back in for the rest of the segment to the story about a specific independent media that they, as in the local government in that town in Kansas, went after. I totally believe that there is a trend of the national government going after independent media too, but it makes sense that it would be something that all controllers want to do. They don't want information about what they do getting out easily. They want to control the narrative so people believe that we need them.
Yeah, of course they do. With this show, that's the case.
Yeah, they want to control the story. They want to control how the public views them. And if any media outlets decide, oh, well, we got to conduct an investigation, they're going to either silence that media or give them a bunch of propaganda. And most likely, if that media group is willing to ask certain questions to get to the bottom of something, they're definitely going to be pressured by government types to be shut down, for sure.
I totally believe that they did that to Free Talk Live.
Well, I mean, the first time around, if they actually cared and said what they said was the reason why they did it, then somebody would be in jail for that now.
2016 raid on Free Talk Live office.
And then all they did was proceed to basically stalk everyone here, mm-hmm. you know, and to try and find something else. And, you know, I mean, it's obvious.
Well, it's obvious. It's obvious to me that the FBI is the biggest terrorist organization, the biggest child pornography distributor in the world.
Yes.
And they're coming after a show like Free Talk Live because we're calling them out on that. We're going to tell the world that the FBI is the biggest distributor of child pornography.
Well, I'm not. I'm good, and I would never question our government. I love the FBI.
Sure. Uh-huh.
Yeah, just want to clarify if anybody's listening.
April Fool's was 2 days ago.
yeah. No, I actually mean it.
Well, one thing that they did, a lot of listeners might not know is, that the FBI raided the house here, which the Free Talk Live show is broadcasted from, twice, once in 2016 and once in 2021. And one thing you may not know, even if you do know that, is that the FBI was looking for paperwork and they went behind these stacks behind me. That's what they're called. They are big metal racks, and they have all kinds of buttons and things on them. They have, like, audio stuff on them with all these buttons and lights. I wish I could explain it better. Like a Comrex. It has a Comrex. I know that's a word. Anyways, and it has tons and tons and tons of wires on the back of these stacks that are all connected to each other and to the computers and to the floor. And the FBI went and unplugged them randomly. So,
of course they would. They're just ridiculous people. They don't know anything about a studio.
What does that have to do with finding paperwork?
Nothing.
It's a way
to sabotage. They probably didn't
want to sabotage things.
Any live feeds going of what they were doing.
Well, yeah, that is also the case. So that's one thing. But that's very easy for somebody who was trained to look at this studio and know how to cut that. It doesn't take going to the audio stacks that have nothing to do with the cameras or anything like that and unplugging it. Like if there was somebody who barely knew what they're doing, like I barely know what I'm doing, but I know that it would have nothing to do with anything over there to turn off the cameras.
Yeah.
They might have been like, they might be able to claim like, oh, we're just making sure there wasn't some secret thing over there, but it doesn't make sense to have to unplug random things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it makes no sense. In my opinion, that was just, like Riley said, an attempt to sabotage Free Talk Live because they put Ian, the most technical wizard, in jail that day. And also, well, Arya got out that day, but she wasn't allowed to come over here.
A twizzard?
What?
Technical wizard? Twizzard?
A twizzard? Tech-kizzard? I don't know.
Yeah, we'll have to ask Captain Kick-Ass.
I was about to say, you'll have to ask Captain.
He loves portmanteaus.
Yeah, ask him to do technical wizard as a portmanteau.
Okay.
But yeah, so they put a bunch of people behind bars and they unplugged our Comrex stack thing. So obviously they're trying to silence people who just like Free Talk Live is a very special thing. If you haven't thought about it, you need to think about the fact that anyone who wants to can call into Free Talk Live and bring up whatever they want. Yes, if you annoy me too bad, I might hang up on you. You need to learn some more people skills. You need to not be annoying.
Oh, wait, was that one of the rules, people skills?
Well, it's not a rule, but if somebody
calls in... I mean, what am I doing here?
And is annoying
me. Do you not have people skills, Colin?
No, not at all.
Oh.
Well, what I mean by
that... I'm on my best behavior right now. I don't want any more demerits.
All right.
Oh, yeah, that's true. You really don't. But all I'm saying is anybody can call into Free Talk Live who wants to and bring up whatever's on their mind. And that is said so much, you might be taking it for granted. No other radio show is doing that. Every other radio show, they're going to screen you, and if you're not on topic,
and if you're lucky, you'll get on the air if you're screened or whatever. And they're just, they probably have a bunch of calls, too. We get a few calls here and there, but, you know, the lines are always open at 603-283-6160 if you want to call in and disagree with us.
And it's 3 hours worth. It's not like we're like, okay, for the next 10 minutes, we'll take calls, and we're taking the one we already knew we were going to take anyway, and... it's just important. Like, not everyone has the ability to go start their own radio show. Like,
well, you know, not only the free talk aspect of it, but I mean, I just think the viewpoints of the hosts here is, you know, in and of itself, you know, threatening enough. I mean, the number of people who've found the show and I'll use the word converted, but you know, to libertarianism or voluntarism or something like that is, you know, pretty astonishing.
Yeah, so. It is.
I mean, Free Talk Live was very beneficial in my path for libertarianism. It's how I got started here. It's how I decided to come to New Hampshire.
Me too.
Wait, what were you before? Were you a statist or a cop or what?
Well, I wasn't a cop, obviously. Am I blind? But, I mean, I guess I was kind of a statist. I was leaning more conservative on a lot of things. But over time, I just became more liberty-oriented.
603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. How did you learn that it's not okay to hit people? Did your parents actually teach you that? 603-283-6160. If you're a statist, you believe in violence, and maybe you should listen to us and figure out why that's wrong. Free Talk Live, more coming up.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.